Mazda expert today. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
Yes, welcome to Pacing Rewind for this Sunday morning. And at 10:30, Fred Hastings is on the line. Good morning, Freddie.
G'day to you, Simon. Geez, what a week we've had in harness racing.
Yeah, well, what a night at Albion Park last night. There would have been one pretty happy man on the western side of the country, I'm tipping.
Yes, I'd say he would have been dancing a jig. And, of course, we refer to Gareth Hall, who is a part of the Sky family, having worked at Sky for so long and now works on the breakfast program over in WA. And he's a part owner of Hector JJ, and I've seen plenty of harness racing over the years, Simon, and I thought that this was one of the most dynamic performances by a horse on a smallish-type track, Hector JJ, last night, winning the Blacks of Fake.
Tiger Tara leads the way. Lenny keeps coming on the outside. Myfield Marshall, he's now coming up three wide. Mr. Mojito making ground. Here's Hector JJ. He's brought to the extreme outside, but he's putting in the big bounds. Tiger Tara all out of the top of the lane. Lenny the Shark is joining him. Right down the outside is Hector JJ. Hector JJ charging. Myfield Marshall kicking. Hector JJ. Hector JJ. Hector JJ beat Myfield Marshall. Tiger Tara, Lenny the Shark.
Yeah, it was quite a performance, wasn't it, Freddie? And where does he take his earnings now?
Oh, look, I can tell you in a moment, Simon, but what I will tell you is that he's dominated the Queensland Carnival for the past couple of years now, and he won the big race last night coming from last. It was a rainy track. There was plenty of rain. It wasn't raining for the running of that race, but he was last going down the back straight. They went at 27 and change second quarter. That is absolutely low flying, and as a result of that, it just made it so much more meritorious that he had to tag on out very wide on the track, and then from there overhaul horses like Tiger Tara, Lenny the Shark, and of course Myfield Marshall. They went quarters of 29.5, 27.7, 27.4, that middle half of 55.1, and home in 29.1. And it was just an amazing performance by Hector JJ. Myfield Marshall has lived up to his Len Smith mile win, and of course Tiger Tara, they're eyeing off the Inter Dominion in Perth. And Lenny the Shark was brave. His run was probably pound for pound as good as any of them in the race, because he sat parked on a wet track, and they were running those sort of times. Hector JJ's won over $1.1 million now in earnings from 42 wins from 79 race starts, and throw in 21 minors. He arrived on the stage last year, Simon, when he won the Len Smith Mile. He was big in the Inter Dominion series, and of course he's been able to, as I said, dominate the Queensland Carnival. He won the Sunshine Sprint a couple of weeks back, and then has come out and won the staying test at the Blacks of Fake. Quite an amazing effort there by Hector. Josh Aiken, he's a young man. He's, in my opinion, very unflappable. He gets his fair share of bouquets. He gets his fair share of brickbats. But nothing seems to faze Josh, and he basically likes to let the horse do the talking. The other big win last night was in a Group 1 for New South Wales, James Rattray. He won with Arts Treasure in the Q-Bred Try It 2-year-old Phillies final. So good to see James winning another Group 1, but I guess the night was Hector's.
Yeah.
Mile rate equal record of 156.1 coming from the tail.
Gee whiz. So what's his next likely assignment, Hector?
I'd say he'll be heading for a break, would be my guesstimation. I didn't catch anything last night when Josh was being interviewed, or David, but I'd say they'd be looking at races like the Vic Cup and then into the Inter Dominion series. That'd possibly be a pathway. I know Tiger Tara is heading down that pathway, Vic Cup. The Vic Cup repositioning is actually looking as though it's going to be quite a good thing for the lead into the Inter Dominion, at least for many of the Eastern Seaboard horses. We know there's difficulties that's been expressed by some that want to participate in the Vic Cup and then, of course, the New Zealand Cup and then back to the Inter. So we mightn't see so many of the Kiwis in the Vic Cup this year, Simon.
The other feature last night in Queensland was the Derby. That was on, and Mark Purden, his favourite winning the Derby there, the more the better.
Yeah, look, a very good horse, and when you consider that he's probably, oh look, this might be doing the horse an injustice, Simon, but he might be the third stringer in terms of the Purdon horses as three-year-olds when you take into account Vincent and Ultimate Machete, but he's a top-notch horse, no doubt about it, and he's got plenty of scope to improve. He was able to score and beat Shah Tin. She was enormous. She was crossed by the more the better. Luke McCarthy didn't want to participate in any speed battle early, and she was only beaten ahead. And my Casino Bell for Brad Hewitt. Good to see Brad with a nice run up there. He's had great success over the last couple of Queensland Carnival Series seasons. He ran third, and Mochu Meteor ended up in fourth spot. But the more the better, a very nice horse, has now taken his earnings to over half a mil from 11 wins and 11 minor placings. That's from 23. Only missed a place once. Pretty nice stats, Simon.
Absolutely. And here at home last night at Menangle, Freddie, we had the Group 2 New South Wales Breeders' Challenge Blue on.
Yeah, Bernie Hewitt. Bernie won his first Group 1 race after years in the sport with Royal Story, and he picked up two of the Group 2 races, the Breeders' Challenge Blue. That's for the next tier down of horses, and he was able to win two of those races. Great to see. It's been quite a season for Bernie, one I'm sure he'll never forget. And he was able to win the two three-year-olds, the Colts and Geldings, won, and of course won the Fillies race as well. He won the Fillies with Taylor's Reason. Drew barrier 10, or was number 10 in the race. And the race preceding, of course, he was able to score with our little digger. So a good night at the office for Bernie. It was a tough night for punters last night, Simon, at Menangle. What about this? There was 10 races. The winners paid $9.90, which we happened to tip on top. Ego Dan, I hope someone found it. Then the second race was won by a winner at $32.20, then $64.60. Shadow Rain won at $3.70. Then the winner was Our Little Digger, $20.10. Taylor's Reason, $6.60. And the last four winners were $9.70, $12.40, $13 even, and $9. Don't you think punters were bleeding by the end of the night?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a little hard to find them when they're paying those odds, but the quaddie would have been okay.
Quaddie, I think, paid $8,000, Simon, so that's a pretty big quaddie for the harness racing, and I think if you got it, you deserved every darn penny of it. Yeah, I mentioned Shadow Rain, Simon, was the shortest of the winners at $3.70, and this horse has really hit its straps and was very impressive in winning the fourth race last night.
We'll have a listen to Shadow Rain winning the Canadian Club pace.
The leader, Royal Council, Gotta Be Witched, is under a drive trying to get on terms. Monavay and Shadow Rain pulled out. Charlie Bramack waits on the run. Batowitz works one off the inside, and the others are headed well back by Kalara Ninja. 27.9 the quarter, and up on the outside now, Shadow Rain lets down with its runners. Charlie Bramack gets up on the inner. Then Royal Council, Batowitz, Monavay there, but it's Shadow Rain going for home and has dashed away, and this very consistent gelding is going to win another one. Batowitz flashes home and grabs second, but Shadow Rain beats Batowitz.
So that's Shadow Rain winning the fourth last night. Freddie, we were hoping to get Ellen Rickson, the driver, on Pacing Rewind today, but we're unable to contact her just at the moment.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a shame. Yeah, look, Ellen's had a terrific season. She's had a number of breakout moments, particularly in the last month or so, where she was the rising star, crowned the rising star in that series for this season. And in addition to that, she was named as the ambassador for the New South Wales Standard Bred Owners Association. So I was hoping to catch up with Ellen and have a chat about those feats and, of course, some of the other personal milestones. And Ellen, of course, comes from an amazing lineage in harness racing, Simon. Her dad, Peter, he, of course, trained that outstanding star of the late noughties, Divisive, who won the last Miracle Mile at Harold Park and was placed in an Inter-Dominion. Great memories of Divisive. And Mum Cindy, of course, is a top driver in her own right. And, of course, she's the granddaughter of living legend AD Tony Turnbull. It's in the genes. She's very talented. Her brother, Will, drove at Newcastle last night, and he ended up picking up a treble of wins. So he's a little bit younger than Ellen, and he's making a real good fist. I really like the way Will drives. He puts his horses in a good position, and he's got that little bit, and I don't want this to be misinterpreted, But Will's got this little bit of aggression in him when he's driving, not reckless, but he just makes decisions that best suit the horses he's driving, and I like that. He's very switched on, Will, and he's certainly following in big sister Ellen's footsteps. There was a fall at Young on Friday, Simon. You may well have been in the chair when that happened. I can tell you that Rod Blythe seems to be okay. There could be an issue with a collarbone. And Emma Turnbull, who's tough as teak, she's got a bit of a banged up knee and a bit of a sore rib, but that won't stop Em from bouncing back. She's hoping to be driving again on Wednesday. So they're a tough mob, these harness drivers. They take some tumbles. It was a pretty nasty spill, as you would have seen and will well attest, Simon. I think Rod was he more or less face planted when he came down. It was a terrible looking fall, but the good news is that in the main, apart from obvious bruises and scratches and scrapes and bangs, they're not too bad.
It looked like the horse had just sort of collapsed and then he came down behind it.
Yeah, it looked like it choked down. It got in the middle stages of the race in the first lap, Simon. It got very much on the steel, wanted to really, really pull and reef. And sometimes in doing that, they closed the airway, with the way their head is held. And as a consequence, they sort of... for want of a better term, they just choke down. They don't get enough air in the lungs and they hit the deck. So it kind of gives that impression they're collapsing. But you know, once they're getting air into their lungs again after they fall, they obviously bounce back up and they're okay. So it's not a serious issue, apart from the fact that it did cause a little bit of carnage at Young on Friday. It was a nasty-looking fall.
I don't think we're going to be able to get Ellen, unfortunately, Freddie. We're trying, but not having much luck.
Okay. Oh, that's as I said, that's disappointing. We teed it up with her last night, but we'll no doubt catch up with Ellen in the future, because she is, in my opinion, one of the most marketable people in harness racing. She's got the million-dollar smile. She's a very smart young lady, very switched on, and, of course, important in the caper if you're going to be a driver. She's got some talent in that department as well. So, no doubt we'll be hearing and seeing more of Ellen as time rolls on.
So any other highlights out of the meeting at Menangle last night?
Look, last night I thought, as I said, touched on Bernie Hewitt. I think it's been a remarkable season for Bernie. The trot was taken out by Joe and Mary Rando's very consistent Rompers Monarchy. It excels from a mobile barrier, and certainly we saw that last night when it was able to pretty much lead all of the way. We saw the third week of that new handicapping system, Simon, and whether that's a factor in some of the rough results or some of the mixed results, where you're getting horses sliding from one tier down to the next and horses going up a little bit in grade. You know, that might be something we see where you know, the racing becomes a whole lot more competitive, and horses that you might not necessarily think based on form would have been a winning hope are coming out and winning at big odds. So that was week three last night, and I think all the pundits said that, you know, we'd probably have to wait 4 weeks before we really see how this system works. So it certainly is going to be quite interesting in coming weeks.
That was the whole plan, wasn't it? So that you can level it out, and those horses that haven't been getting a chance get their chance.
100%, Simon. And I think, look, I'm a massive rat for this. I think this is a real progressive step by Harness Racing New South Wales. It keeps the horse pool. It keeps basically the people that pay the bills, the owners, keeps them interested, because they're not getting a horse that hits its mark and has to be immediately sold off interstate. They can maintain the fun of harness racing, going to the races and watching their horse run in maybe the next level down, because they've hit their mark and their prize money dictates they need to slide down a peg. Conversely, you get the thrill of an owner who's got a horse who's suddenly racing against the top horses. Mm. And if it picks a decent enough check, it'll be a check-up. It'll be a case of it stays in that tier, and they're getting the thrill of racing against, in the free-for-all company. There's nothing quite like saying, it's a whole lot better saying, gee, I owned a horse who was a winner and was able to race in the top grade, than saying, I had a horse and it never won a race. And I've been in that position plenty of times.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make you really want to launch into another one, does it?
No, it can be disheartening, but it's a great lure, that elusive win or the thrill of the chase. I don't know what it is, but we do back up and keep chasing, Simon. And I know one day when I get back into ownership, I hope to have a nice horse. But just quickly, I've got to mention too, Simon, if I can, Shadow Rain is locally bred. Joanne Anderson and the team there, the son of Shadow Play, who's had an amazing season, Shadow Play, and pretty sure, if my memory serves me, he produced Cast a Long Shadow to win the Gold Crown. So it's been a big season, and well done to the Andersons with Shadow Rain. And shame we couldn't get Ellen, but
yeah.
I'm sure she'll keep for another day.
Yeah, absolutely. So what have we got coming up over the next week? We've got a nine race meeting Dubbo this afternoon.
We've got nine races at Dubbo. We've got Leeton racing on Monday with eight. Menangle have Tuesday meeting with nine. Bathurst with eight. On Wednesday. Thursday, we go to Tamworth. They've got an eight race program in the afternoon and Penrith race at night. Friday, it's Young and Bankstown running, as I said last week, they've got a few extra dates on Fridays and they're looking to make a bit of a fist of things on Fridays for Bankstown. And they've got a meeting again this coming Friday. Then Saturday, it's Newcastle. Menangle on Saturday have the $30,000 Go Girlfriend Series final. That's a race set aside for fillies and mares, running for pretty good prize money at the back end of the season. As far as I've been on Todd McCarthy watch, Century Watch, he's on 97 wins, so he will no doubt break through the triple figures for the season sometime very soon, Simon.
Okay, cheers, Freddie. We'll leave it there at 14 to 11. A pity we couldn't get Ellen, but as you said, we'll get her at another stage.
I hope we do. Thanks very much. Thanks for that, Simon.
Good on you, Freddie. Now, in just a moment, Stuart Turner with this morning's Chasing Rewind.
There's nothing better for a big breakfast than a gigantic bowl of sports, lads.
Bar on, TK.
And there's only one place to get it, the big sports breakfast. Get a server.
I am, TK, I am.
Chock-a-block with nutritious sports news, personalities and opinions, filling you up for the day ahead.
Every morning from 5:30.
That's right, Slats. Every morning from 5:30, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Pour the big sports breakfast into your ears. Go on, eat sport for brekkie.
At Bingley, for a limited time, purchase any F&P or LG washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging and the old washer taken away for free. Only at Bingley and only for a limited time. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Tired of paying exorbitant fees to breed your mares? Contact Kooringal to discuss all-inclusive breeding packages for dry, maiden and infoal mares to their proven sires Magic Albert, Dewport and Zariz, as well as exciting young sire, the Brothers War. Packages include service fee, adjustment, vet and GST and start from $7,000. Contact Angus Lamont on 0429 842 875 to discuss the best match for your mare.
Enjoy the best of winter-listed racing from the opulence of the Grandview Restaurant at Royal Randwick. Indulge in a three-course meal and beverage package designed by our award-winning executive chef. Located on level one of the QE2 Grandstand, the Grandview is perfectly positioned to view all the action on the track. Book your place today at www.theatc.com.au. That's theatc.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer the opportunity to own and race the half-brother to champion three-year-old Whoby Got You. Our colt is by sensational sire Fastnet Rock from Temple of Peace, a stakes place winner of three races. Whoby Got You was a dual Group 1 winner of 10 races, including the Alumba Stakes, Caulfield Guineas, and won over $3.25 million. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the Fastnet Rock half to Whoby Got You. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Bet you'll love waiting for a delayed train, half-time at the footy, or even sitting in a dentist's waiting room. Because with the Tab app, you can enjoy live racing on your phone anytime, anywhere. What's more, you can even watch races while you scroll out great odds and bet. Plus, with race replays on demand, you can study the favourites or relive a classic race. Enjoy live racing today. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Race replays excludes Victoria Thoroughbreds. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Welcome back. It's time for Chasing Rewind with Stuart Turner. Stu, good morning.
Morning, Simon. How are you going today?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Stu, a couple of good races last night in Victoria with the heats of the Hudson Pacific Maturity Classic underway.
Yeah, that's right. It was a big night down at the Meadows last night. As you mentioned there, nine heats of the Group 1 Hudson Pacific there. Now, remember, this is a three-week age-restricted series worth $100,000 to the eventual winner. Some of the greats of the sport have won this one. And one trainer who certainly had a big night there last night was Jeff Britton, because he scored four winners on the night in the heats. An incredible achievement when you consider the class of opposition he was up against. His winners were Van der Warp, Mapunga Blazer, who beat a really tough field, Paradiso Last, and a greyhound we tipped on the Talking Greyhounds podcast to go well in this series, Simon, Mapunga Tycoon. This greyhound already built a consistent record, 9 wins, 9 minor placings from 22 starts, did the job from box one in the heats last night. Mapunga Tycoon through to the semi-finals of this one.
Set the racing. And Sky to begin there, paint the money near the outside, away very fast, Mapunga Tycoon, raced away 4 or 5 lengths, Kermis Innings over on the inside, up the second as they turn to the back straight though, and lead of Mapunga Tycoon, 4 or 5 clear, Miss Innings runs on, 8 lengths away, then came Raccoon, followed by Chase and Crackers, they were followed by Aston Frankel, for the back of the race there, right out of it, paint the money, in company with Headline News and Unite Bale on the turn though, it's still Mapunga Tycoon, the leader, trying very hard, Miss Innings goes to the outside, Mapunga Tycoon, 3/4, Miss Innings.
So Mapunga Tycoon winning the heat last night. What have we got the semis next weekend, do we, Stu?
We certainly do, and the box draws have already been done for this one, and the news gets better for Jeff, because Mapunga Tycoon has drawn box one in the fourth semi-final, so that greyhound definitely wants to keep an eye on. Hopefully we'll have a bit of luck having tipped Mapunga Tycoon before the series, Simon. Some of the other heat winners last night were two New South Wales greyhounds, Chalet Palais and Set to Storm, who made the recent Group 1 Peter Mosman final, you may remember. Both trained by Jody van Enkhuizen, so well done to her. And well done as well to Tony Brett, the top Queensland trainer. He took Opal Nera and Fast Times down for these heats. And, gee, they both did the business for him. They both saluted Fast Times straight off the back of his win in the Winter Cup at Albion Park last week. He went down to the Meadows, no trial, just went straight into the races. And, gee, he ran the fastest time last night in the heats. You can't ask for much more than that, Simon. A great effort by Fast Times last night.
This is Fast Times winning Heat 7. Of the maturity.
Racing and Fast Times to the outside jumped away pretty well. Out the back early with Shardale. Going quicker now. Fast Times is going very quicker to take the lead out of the straight now. Wally on John Gang on the inside of his second. 6 lengths away up to third. There came Shardale. They were followed by Lady Charlotte about 2 or 3 lengths away. Then came Nicky's Gift, followed then by Dinah Gregg. Lectra Forest the tail off the back though. Fast Times leader. 2 or 3 clear. Wally on John second. Deep out. Shardale is third. In the straight. Fast Times clear. And Fast Times a double for Tony Brett, second home, probably Wally John, just over Shardale.
Yeah, so Fast Times there, as you mentioned, the Winter Cup winner too good, and looks like he'll get through to the final, no dramas.
Well, you certainly think so, because, yes, Fast Times has drawn box one for the second of the 5 semi-finals on Saturday night at the Meadows, so he looks perfectly positioned to get the win in that one. Look out, though, for a couple of the other greyhounds in these semi-finals who didn't win last night but got through. Jimmy Newob, the brilliant talent, and Aston DB, who also made it through as one of the fastest place getters. So, look, as I said, some of the greats of the sport have won this series, Simon, and, gee, look, it looks like it's going to be 5 cracking semi-finals down at the Meadows on Saturday night.
Well, you got to stick with Mapunga Tycoon. You went close for Bubble Guppy. I mean, you're on Bubble Guppy the whole way through and nearly got the chocolates. You'd be due to go one better.
Yeah, let's hope so. As I said, Mapunga Tycoon, I just thought this greyhound was perfectly drawn last night. And as I said, had built a consistent consistent record, obviously in great hands with Jeff Britton. Jeff, one of the most astute trainers around. And, well, look, you couldn't argue with that run last night. And Mapunga Tycoon has got box one in the semis, perfectly positioned to get through to the final. And, yeah, keep our reputation up, Simon.
How was the action closer to home last night at Wentworth Park?
Yeah, there was some terrific racing at Wente. Another trainer who's hopefully enjoying his Sunday morning is Andrew Crouch, because he scored a double at Wentworth Park last night with Exultant and Big Butters as well. These greyhounds going absolutely fantastic at the moment for Andrew. But look, a star may have been born last night at Wentworth Park, Simon. Kingsbury Chico winning on his first look at the track. He got the job done in a really tough fifth grade race. Now, he's now won 9 of his first 11 starts. His last 5 races overall. That was his first look at Wentworth Park. But, look, from what he's shown, he looks like he's going to be a potential star for Mark Gatt. Kingsbury Chico looking a really hot prospect.
Racing, Kingsbury Chico away cleanly. Uncle Grub away well, but Kingsbury Chico is showing too much burn. He ran through the first corner and snuck away to the back by 5. Over Tango Izmir, followed up by the inside Jerry Cam, Mutant, Watcher Wasp out wide, making ground. Then Elantris, Disco Bolero, and Uncle Grub back to the rear. It's Chico. Kingsbury Chico, a long leader on the corner. Watcher Wasp is absolutely rattling home, but Kingsbury Chico way too good. By 3, Watcher was second, 13, Jerry Cairn followed.
So Kingsbury Chico there winning the 9th, and where will we see him next, Stewie?
Well, I would imagine he'll have a couple more runs at Wentworth Park. Hopefully he'll be eligible for the heat of the New South Wales Sprint Championship, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. Most of New South Wales' best greyhounds will be engaged there. And, gee, you've got to think the way he's going, Simon, he's got a bright future ahead of him. Just a couple of other things to mark your card on Wentworth Park last night. It was a really good win for the veteran, Winsome Mission, approaching 100 starts, but still well up to this class. And also a win for Becking Street, trained by Christine Proctor. Becking Street, 5 wins, 5 placings from 10 starts so far. Gee, you can't ask for a lot much more than that, can you, Simon?
Well, I'll tell you what I read the other day in the paper, Stu, that I'd like to get your thoughts on, was the prospect of straight track racing for greyhounds in New South Wales to make it safer for them. Do you think that's something that would go ahead?
Well, look, that's one of the recommendations from the UTS report that's been publicised. I would urge all participants in New South Wales to have a look at the report and read it to see what it would entail. But look, at the moment, these are just recommendations. They're just possible suggestions. But as I said, look, I'd urge all participants in New South Wales to get online, go to thedogs.com.au and grnsw.com.au and read that report, because there's plenty of food for thought there for the possible future of the sport here in the States.
Yeah, well, we'll keep following that, that's for sure. Now, the Rockhampton Cup heats are coming up on Wednesday night, and Tony Brett's got a strong chance, but Split Image.
Yeah, that's right. Some real quality involved in these heats, Simon. Remember, $37,000 the prize for the eventual winner here. You've got the likes of Roll So Deep and Rather Dapper, 2 strong Queensland performers this year who are going. Nangar Range, a place getter in this year's Group 3 Launceston Cup, and a local 12+2 who's in hot form at the moment. But as you mentioned there, I think Tony Brett holds the aces. He's got Zabdon Ferrari going in Heat 1. And my pick for the series here, Split Image going in Heat 2. Now, Split Image already had 2 looks at the track. She's won them both over the last couple of weeks, and she's my pick for the Rockhampton Cup. Remember, the heats, as you mentioned, get underway on Wednesday night, and they all look absolute crackers up there in North Queensland.
And how does New South Wales greyhound racing look over the next 7 days, Stu?
Yeah, we've got plenty to look forward to, as ever, Simon. We've got the Twilight meeting at Canberra today, then it's Nowra and Bathurst tomorrow. Tuesday, it's Goulburn, Gosford, and resuming at Lismore. Wednesday, it's Richmond and back to Wentworth Park. Thursday, we've got Maitland and Dapto. Friday, a really busy day. We've got Casino, the Gardens, Richmond and Wagga. And then Saturday, it's back to the Gardens, Wentworth Park and Bulleye. So loads to look forward to, as ever. And, of course, for your field form and expert picks, you've got to visit thedogs.com.au.
Always good to chat to you on a Sunday morning, Stewie. Enjoy your day, and we'll talk again next week.
Certainly will, mate. You take care.
And don't forget the podcast on Wednesday. 2 podcasts, Talking Greyhounds for Stuart Turner and the Trots Talk podcast with Amanda Rando, both up on a Wednesday afternoon at skysportsradio.com.au. It's 10:58. We'll take a break, and shortly Kello Rourke will find us a couple of winners for Canberra Greyhound Racing. And Gary Cleasy not too far away with the McLean Cup Day preview at Grafton.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
There's nothing better for a big breakfast than a gigantic bowl of sports, lads.
Spot on, TK.
And there's only one place to get it, the big sports breakfast. Get a server.
I am, TK, I am.
Chock-a-block with nutritious sports news, personalities and opinions, filling you up for the day ahead.
Every morning from 5:30.
That's right, Slats. Every morning from 5:30, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Pour the big sports breakfast into your ears. Go on. Eat sport for brekkie.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
Canberra Greyhound Racing on later. The first to Stuart 419. Our race caller, Kel O'Rourke, joins me. Kel, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.